So you medaled bronze 2014 and 2015, and obviously you're trying to go for the gold this year. How do you train differently? What are you trying to do now?
I'm pretty superstitious, so I like to keep everything the same, actually. So, like, don't change my outfit for the week. I don't. I eat the same breakfast every morning, scrambled eggs always. And I think the most important thing is just to stay in the moment, stay close to the moment in which you're in right now. So, like, I'm talking to you right now, not thinking about later tonight, you know?
Right. Staying in the moment, not looking forward.
Yeah.
What's the biggest challenge that you face, do you think?
I think the biggest challenge now is that, I don't know, it's my hometown and everyone just is coming home from their respective colleges, all my best friends, and they all want me to do well. So, like, I want to perform for them, you know? Like, it's not even just for me anymore, it's for everyone. I want to do well for my friends, me, and my family. It's changed over time, but it's still good.
Are you planning on doing anything different this year?
This year, yeah, I've switched up my run a little bit and added a little more technical difficulty, a little more height.
How much higher?
I don't know, as fast as I can go mentally. Just, all right, go straight.
As high as you can get.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
So aside from X Games, you're also involved in a lot of other stuff. U.S. free skiing team, and you do the Dew Tour. Is there anything else that you do outside of that? And I imagine that's a really kind of grueling schedule, too.
I guess I'm pretty involved in the ski industry, but at the same time, it's almost like I live two different lives because then I do school in the fall and in the summer, so it's between school and skiing, you know?
Have you learned, like discipline or like something?
Yeah, definitely learned a lot of discipline, how to prioritize my time, for sure. It's just every minute of every day has to be used.
And do you think that seasonal difference kind of helps you do that, too?
Yeah, I definitely do. It's nice. It's really nice.
Because skiing becomes a full-time job, really.
Yeah, it does. I hope not, but it kind of does sometimes. When you're really stressed out, then it feels like it is.
Right. And it doesn't sound like that's too big of an issue, though, for you.
No, it's all good. I just stick to close family and friends and just keep having a blast.
How have they helped you over the years?
They just, so much support, always positive thoughts. Like, just, you got this, you're going to do fine, you're going to do great. We love you no matter what. And I like that a lot.
Was there any one time where maybe your parents or one of your friends said something to you that really, really helped you out in a really tough time?
Probably maybe like 4 years ago, I was at the Killington Dew Tour in Vermont, and it was just so cold, and I fell really hard, and my coach and I, we just had a really long discussion about why I should keep doing it. I almost let it go, but that was a pivotal moment in skiing.
What did your coach say to you?
Just, I put too much time in hours to give up. Like, too much time, too many falls, successes, everything to just throw it in. So she was right. She was fully right.
And it sounds like that really resonated with you.
Yeah, it fully did.
Yeah. So you also went to AVSC. It was part of your growth as an athlete. Tell me what sort of influence that had on you.
Yeah, I started AVSC when I was probably 8 years old. And through AVSC, I met my best friends. So, biggest influence in the world. Yeah, I learned who I am, I guess. Yeah, and just what I wanted to do in life.
What's next? What do you want to attain next?
I'd like to get a gold here. I'd like to go to the Olympics for sure. That's a good goal.
What do you need to do to reach that level?
You just have to be consistent. Just really consistent and confident. You got to know what you're doing. Go do it.
What's it like being a member of the U.S. free skiing team as well?
It's great. All my best friends are on it too, so we just have a blast and we go ski and do everything together. It's fun.
Is there anything else you'd rather be doing?
Probably not. I like what I'm doing a whole lot, so I'm probably just going to keep doing it until I can anymore.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.